Do you ever feel like parenting has just become such serious work? Do you wish that you had a little bit more fun day to day when you're dealing with little ones or teenagers or even your big kids? I know I, for one, find myself so focused on doing all the things between work and raising kids that I miss out on a little bit of fun from time to time. So today's episode is all focused on having fun while raising children and how we can be a little bit more playful and have a little bit more fun. I'll share a few of my own personal life experiences and hopefully inspire a few new ideas your way. Let's dig in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through. Until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. When I was younger, before I had children, I always thought that I would be the fun parent, the one who would roll around on the floor and wrestle and play video games and just be silly and goofy and have dance parties. But as I got older and started having children and my career started taking off, I recognized that there are a lot of demands in the adult life, like the real world, that it really forced me into this position of not really being a fun parent. And a couple years ago, I picked up the book called Playful Parenting. It's by Lawrence Cohen. And throughout the entire book, he talks about how important it is for children to have a parent who can be playful, who can joke around, who can take a situation where the kid might be distraught or having a hard time with their feelings, or maybe even struggling to articulate how they feel, and to turn that into a moment of not only teaching, but to turn that difficult and frustrating experience into something that is fun. And even talking about how discipline can be fun and how we readjust and reframe our approach to conversations and experiences with our kids. And this book really had a profound impact on me. And so while I try to find those moments where I can be silly and goofy, it is so organic for me to go into task mode, to look at all of the chores or the activities that we need to get done in order to have a functioning house in between, oh, by the way, helping to lead a company and to make sure that my role inside of the company is being fulfilled to my highest expectation that I have for myself and that the company wants from me. And so there's a lot of pulls as an adult in the real world to maybe not be as fun. But I'm trying each and every day to find those moments of how can I turn a situation into a fun experience. And you knew me outside of this podcast, you would probably think, gosh, she's a lot of fun. She is silly and she's goofy. But when it comes to home life, I find myself in this galvanizing mode of constantly getting people where they need to be, either emotionally or physically, or asking people, help with this. I need the laundry picked up. Can somebody please fold the laundry? All of the things that have to get done, I become a drill sergeant, and I'm not always as fun as I want to be. So this book was a really great reminder for me, and I hope that you enjoy it as well. I'm sure if you threw into ChatGPT, you could get a quick summary of what the book was if you don't have time to read it, but I would really encourage you to read through the book. And at a recent checkup for one of our kiddos, I was talking with the pediatrician, and we were talking about the importance of making sure kids are getting a variety of different foods, right? We want to make sure they're having a lot of different fruits and vegetables and exposure to different types of foods so that they don't just get stuck in loving chicken nuggets or loving spaghetti and meatballs in one area. But our job as parents, whether it's food or activities or sports, is really to expose our children to a variety of different things or items. And so as we were talking about one of my picky eaters at the time, he had said to me, you know, pick a day of the week where the kids know they're going to try a new food. Maybe it's Tasting Tuesdays, something along those lines where they know every Tuesday they're going to try something new and get exposed to a different type of food. Doesn't mean that it has to be their entire dinner, but maybe one new food each and every Tuesday. And so I was thinking about that, thinking about this book, and over this past year, I actually implemented Sample Saturday at our house. And so I wanted to share this with you because, one, I think it is a fun idea, a way for you to be the fun parent if you, like me, are in this mode of task orientation and making sure that everything gets checked off of the never-ending to-do list. But you want to be a little bit more fun. You want to bring fun into the household. This is a really easy way to do that. And two, it is, as I just shared, another way in which we as parents can expose our kids to something new, right? That's our job, to help them to experience the world baby steps, one step at a time. And so if you want to steal this idea, I'm throwing it out there for you so that you could take it and be the cool, fun parent. It is Sample Saturdays. And for us, Sample Saturdays doesn't always happen every single Saturday, but I might pick a Saturday where we just need a big pick-me-up, or we're constantly going in a variety of different directions and we need to regroup as a family. So Sample Saturdays are fun because I usually pick either a new item. So here recently we tried Thai food. That was fun for them. Or maybe it's a new soda pop that came out with a new flavor and we all are going to sample what that looks like. One Saturday we did a Pepsi tasting they had come out with. One of the kids had suggested it was like a nitro brew or something along those lines, Pepsi related. And so we all sampled that food. And it was a way for us to rate it and hear from one another. Oh, what did you think of this? What did you think of this? I loved it. I didn't like it. And to really talk through why they liked it, why they didn't. And it gave us a great source of conversation. And probably my kiddos' favorite Sample Saturdays are when I buy a variety of different items and I make them either rate it or guess what they were. So for example, one Saturday I had bought regular like Walmart brand graham crackers, and then I bought Honey Made graham crackers, and I had the kids guess which was which. They all lined up in their seats along the island, and I gave a napkin to each of them. And underneath the counter, of course, I opened one box and I broke them into pieces, and I had them observe with their eyes, with their senses, with their smell, and then they ended up tasting, and they had to guess which one was the Honey Made. I think that's the name of it, the Honey Made or the name brand version, and which was the Walmart version. And it was fun to hear their different takes and reasons why they chose that. Here, not too long ago, we did, and don't judge me on my food choices here, okay? Because this is a judge-free zone. I don't judge you. You don't judge me. But we did a Pringle Sample Saturday. So I bought like four different, maybe it was five different Pringles. And I hid them again under the island. And so each kid was blindfolded and they had to guess which flavors they were. I had written out like which different flavors they were. And then they got to guess as I passed out like ranch or cheddar cheese, or I think one was like flaming hot flavor of some sort. So they had to guess which one was which flavor. And so it was a sample of the different Pringle type chips. That was super fun. And adding to that, over the summer, we did Friday Fry Days. I know, I love a good alliteration when you have the opportunity to. So in addition to Sample Saturdays, again, we don't do it every Saturday, but it is, you know, just every once in a while, it'll pop up that we have Sample Saturdays. But we did Friday Fry Days, and this was French fries on Friday We went to 3 or 4 different locations. And with my kids being a little bit older, it provided us an opportunity to really rate and rank the different French fries of the different locations. So I want to say we went to a Wingstop and we tasted, you know, some that had like a sauce on it and some that had no sauce on it. We went to Freddy's where we tried their shoelace French fries and then some with cheese, without cheese. We went to 2 other locations as well. And at each location, and I made my husband do this as well, they had rating cards that I printed off of our home printer and that I just made on like Publisher or Word document. And they had to rate what they liked the best, which was crispiest, and then they had to put comments on it. And they had to submit at each different location which French fries they liked the best and rate it from like 1 to 4. And that was just a fun way for us. Apparently we love food at our house, which I'm not ashamed of at all, actually. I love a good dinner and a good alliteration as well. So those are a couple ways in which we've been able to incorporate fun into our daily life as parents. And I know it sounds silly and I know it might sound like, okay, we really do love food and that's okay. That works for us. But maybe find an opportunity inside of your life or things that you enjoy and value in your home that you could do a sample Saturday. Maybe it is you're gonna sample 3 different types of movie trailers while you're sitting at home and you all vote or you all decide on one that you're going to pick together, but you did a sampling of that. Or maybe you want to do a sampling of different lotions. I don't have girls. I only have boys. So food is really easy for us. But maybe it's a sampling of different lotions, right? Like small little sample sizes that you can get somewhere and you're all going to sample and pick which one you like the best, right? Something fun that can be done together that sparks a lot of different conversations. So a couple ideas there for you. One, sample Saturdays, but then also looking into that book, Playful Parenting, it may just help you to reframe how you approach parenthood. And it's a good reminder for me, even though I've read it before, it is a good reminder for me to pause and recognize that parenting doesn't have to be serious all the time. Yes, what we do is serious business. We are raising children for the future and we want them to be solid individuals who are contributing to their environment, who have confidence, who feel good and who feel loved and are using their gifts to the best of their abilities. Yes, that is serious work, but there is nothing to say that you can't have fun along the way. So I encourage you to look for those moments where you can not only do serious work, but have fun along the way as well. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next working mom moment, have a beautiful day.